years. This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter 1347. And Baruch Hashem, Toiv Tevis. This is the good, that's the 17th day of Tevis. In the year Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, New York. This is to the leadership of the Chabad institutions in the Holy Land. Hashem Aleim Yichyu Shalom Uvracha. So this is responding to the questions that I should comment, give my view, how to divide the different jobs and ownership, who is in charge of the leadership of the Chabad institutions in the Holy Land. Of Agudas Chabad, the group of Chabad. The Rebbe has already spent earlier letters trying to tell them about this also. This is not the first time. And also, the Rebbe made a mevakrim, which means those who make the audit, those who check over. Oh, and the Rebbe references, which I have spoken in my earlier letters. So, to give more force, I am repeating, doing it again. This is my view as far as dividing the different jobs. Number one, as I've written in my previous letter to Agudas Chabad, it is fitting and it's proper that each institution should have its own autonomy and should stand in direct communication with the Rebbe, with Brooklyn. And Agudas Chabad, the group Chabad, should not get involved in the inner workings of the institution. So they're not in charge over directly of the institution. Number two, Agudas Chabad, that's the group of Chabad, the umbrella Chabad organization, should represent the institution towards the outside in matters in which the Chabad institution a benefit to being like one group. And therefore, in the leadership of Agudas Chabad, there should be a representative from each one of the institutions. And actually now, in the leadership, there is representation for each institution. What is the purpose of those who audit, those who mevakrim, is as the word itself means. Bikoidus, to inspect, that means to verify, to look over the work of the leadership of the institution and to stand with a direct communication with here and to tell here the Rebbe what's going on in that institution. And therefore, the leadership of that institution should describe before them what they do, to show them their accountings, but the one who is the auditing cannot give any orders to change any decisions of the leadership or to decide anything in that institution. That is, basically, they're to look over what they say and they're send it to the Rebbe. And that's between them and the Rebbe, not going to be their place to tell them what to do. Four, it's self-understood that both Agudas Chabad and these Mevakrim and the auditors are permitted to present suggestion to the leadership of the institution. Not only that, but they're actually obligated to do that. If they find that there are certain matters that are not fitting for the purpose of that institution or things that are damaging in general, but only as a suggestion, not a not instruction. Five, as a result of all the above. So the one who is responsible for the development of each institution is placed upon, lies upon the leadership, the anhola of that institution. And that they are the ones that need to take all the steps that are necessary to sustain the institution and its development. And also, on those who are auditing, the responsibility is there to know all the details of their work and to suggest about necessary corrections based on their view. And again, in a parenthesis, but only as a suggestion, not as a one, as above. And to notify to us over here if there are some matters or some details that do damage or are not fitting for that institution. I hope that after all the above, there will be no more place for any doubts or interpretations that is not really in my mind. And just as the previous letter of the 13th of Kislev, I am requesting that all institution to provide a receipt to verify that they received this letter, v'sholom al Yisroel, with blessing. It was a very difficult. This was the Rebbe had to face right at the beginning of his leadership, various different powerhouses or leaderships that each one was trying to find where their ways. They're asking the Rebbe. While the Rebbe succeeded, I shouldn't say this, but while the Rebbe succeeded in everything else that the Rebbe did, but keeping sort of the peace amongst the various different leadership, I shouldn't say that the Rebbe, I'm sure, succeeded beyond everything, but it still left over some work to be done over there. Put it this way, you know, that's never really been fully accomplished, that all the institutions should work in a way that is going to be beneficial. And unfortunately, the way the nature is, that people sometimes leads to disagreements and fights and other stuff. But we're working on it, and hopefully Mashiach will come and we'll get our act together, or even before that, and all the problems will be solved.